Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for spending this time. We are going to begin our show with a devotion, and the title of it is Vent Upwards. Anyone who says he is a Christian but doesn't control his sharp tongue is just fooling himself, and his religion isn't worth much. James 1:26. From time to time, we all feel the need to vent our emotions to a discreet and trusted friend, and there's nothing wrong with doing so. A good friend is a precious treasure who can lend an ear to listen and a shoulder to cry on. But how much better is it to take our problems to the throne where God can truly help us? If venting and ranting and spewing emotion all over the place sounds kind of messy, well, it is, especially if we pour out our frustration in front of other people or on social media. Remember, hurting people wind up hurting others. Proverbs 18:2 says, "A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion." And our faith check is, the truth is, we feel the need to vent because of a perceived injustice of some sort. However, if we believe the God we serve is a righteous God, then we should trust that his intentions regarding the situation will ultimately prevail. And the quote is on a piece of paper that looks like dark floorboards. It says, "Everybody has a chapter in their life they don't read out loud." And I believe that everybody has a testimony or a story to give. And that's one of the purposes of our show, is to get your story out. So if you'd like to be interviewed, you can connect with me through Facebook. Just go to Rose Gamblin. Or you can message me. Or you can call. It's harder to get in with the calls, but we are monitoring them better now that we're not working out of the home. The number is 301-824-3162. And we do love to hear from you. You would be surprised. We really don't get that many calls. Well, today we're going to pray for a number of people. And, you know, we don't even need to say them by name because God knows exactly who we're talking to. So if you'll pray with me, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the blessings that you've given to us. We just praise you that you care about the events and the thoughts of mankind, that you love us, that you created us in your image, and that our bodies are your temple. So we hold that up to you, Lord, today, that we will honor your temple with health, with good thoughts, with good nutrition, exercise. And Lord, we hold up to you a young family that their little boy was hurt in a bike accident. And we hold up to you another family who has a preemie. And we just ask for, give the doctors wisdom. And we thank you, Lord, for your sustenance in our lives. We pray for those that are experiencing some really difficult times with lack of employment. Lord, you know all of our situation, and you know how soon you're coming. So we just look up and trust in you this day. All this I pray in thy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts time. You know, I love sticking with the forest theme until I have exhausted it, because it's so good to get outside into God's number one nature book. And today I would recommend making a simple bird feeder, just using a egg carton and putting some bird seed in it and hanging it somewhere and start observing the birds that come there. In addition, I've also put in the Forest Classroom how to draw a simple bird, but there are so many really kid-friendly videos on how to draw birds, how to draw them realistically, that you could probably spend a month just drawing different birds, learning how to draw a bird, observing birds, and understanding birds. So you could integrate it with your science and you could integrate it with your engineering, because how in the world do birds fly? There's some very interesting slow motion videos on how birds fly and books as well. So have fun learning about birds and be sure and go out in the forest. In our curriculum corner, we're going to discuss reading again. But today it's reading for that child that has dyslexia. And you can go to my Pinterest site. I've put there a link there that you can go to four different series, but all of them do Orton Gillingham, the Barton, The Logic of English, all about reading and reading horizons. If you have immersed your child in reading and you've gone to the library and you still see that child is just, I can't do it, and they're not really having fun at it, you need to back up and explore some of these other possibilities. It doesn't matter how much money it costs. It is such a good investment to help that child who's dyslexia to get those inroads. And the other thing too, I always look at filters. And filters, Dr. Erlin discovered that the filters, the different colors, were sometimes lacking. So she was able to prove that with adult readers that were having a hard time with reading. And that I used in addition. It's scotopic sensitivity. So those two elements are often intertwined. Dyslexia, scotopic sensitivity. Either way, that child needs all the help to conquer that reading. And you need to relax and just find the right tool. Now that concludes our curriculum reading corner, and we have time just for one question. So here's a question, and I see this so often. So the mom's saying, I'm so angry and upset. I've failed. I'm disappointed in myself. My fifth grade daughter is going into sixth grade, and she did not do well on the math placement test for third grade. I started her on horizons in grade kindergarten. Then we did math UC. And then we did a small bit of math from master's books. And then we moved to teaching test books. I don't want to teach math. Well, that's the number one problem. The mom doesn't like math. So why should she expect her child to like math? And she goes on to say, I'm trying to find an online math course. And the daughter doesn't like her teaching either. There's probably fear going on here. Math is not her goal in life anyway. But I'm just feeling like a failure because I've left so many gaps. Well, first of all, don't feel like a failure. This is a common thing throughout the United States. Our students are not scoring well on the standardized math tests. There's a number of reasons, but the number one reason is that the tests don't word the problems the same way we've been teaching the kids. So we're not even teaching our students how to take these math tests because, you know, heaven forbid if we teach towards the test. So that's a big problem. You know, we might in one textbook say, one half plus one half, but don't reduce. So one half plus one half is 2/2, but a child might have already know how to reduce. They might put 1/1, or they might just put 1, and now they get the problem wrong because they did indeed reduce, which was totally a correct thing to do. So these standardized tests don't always show the correct thing. Now, I have some of my little students. I did an assessment in Prodigy, and that's an online fun game, costs each student to have membership costs about $8 a month. But you can go in and you can assign your own problems that you want to assign. You can see how they're doing, how they're placing. You can actually see the problem that they did after they've done it and work with them on doing it correct the next time. So you really get a sense of what that program's asking them to do. And my students that are in fifth and sixth all scored in third and fourth grade level. And then my seventh and eighth graders all scored in fifth grade level. Really, when we went back and analyzed the problems, exactly what we had thought was happening. The problems were worded differently than how they had been taught in their textbook. So a standardized test will often score lower. And what you need to look at really, if you could connect, like if you live close to me, we welcome homeschoolers to come and take the ITBS test with us. And then it measures national percentile, which is much different than percentage. And you can see that maybe your child scored in third grade, but nationally she scored higher because everybody else in the nation's scoring lower than third grade. So don't be so mad at yourself. Really, it's just not the end of the world. And I would recommend, since you don't want to teach math, doing something like Dreambox. Dreambox is a nice online bona fide math curriculum. And the kids, they seem to maybe not love it after a while because, you know, they have to do it all the time. But they do seem to thrive under it. And I'd recommend that as an online curriculum, Dreambox. Well, that's my advice for whatever it's worth. Well, today in the second half of the show, we're going to finish an interview that we started with Becky Nordquist, who wrote this book. And also, did you record the song or did you actually record the song?
Yes, we recorded both songs, the Before We Said Hello and Heaven's Playground, which come in the book.
Yes, it says you can get a free download of both songs, Heaven's Playground and Before We Said Hello. So make sure you stay with us, and we'll give you more information after the break. We'll be right back. Like a little child, the toddler stood looking out at the waves. He seemed mesmerized. As he dashed toward the water, his father followed. As the waves rolled toward him, the toddler ran back. Then he noticed the 2-foot cliff of sand behind him. He ran to it and tried to climb up, but with every tiny foothold, the sand gave way. He tried harder, grabbing the top of the cliff with his hands and then going to another part of the cliff. It was no use. With frustration, he cried and flung himself at the cliff, face into the sand. He wanted up, but how? His father came behind him and carved some steps out of the sand. The toddler still needed his feet guided into the etched steps, and his father held his hands under the toddler's feet to ensure that he would make it to the top. In 2 seconds, the toddler was at the top and running on the smooth plateau of sand with his father running behind him. I watched this spiritual experience between father and son, the toddler's sense of self-accomplishment and the father's amusement. Like a little child, the spiritual journey of infants and toddlers.
For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome back. I'm here with Becky Nordquist, and we've been talking about her book, Before We Said Hello, and the two songs that you can get as a free download, Heaven's Playground and Before We Said Hello. And I just want to give you her bio. She is an author, singer, songwriter, recording artist, speaker, and worship leader. As someone who has experienced 5 miscarriages and the stillbirth of her son Nicholas, she is uniquely able to speak into the lives of those who are grieving the loss of a pregnancy. With compassion and honesty, Nordquist brings the hope of Jesus to the process of healing for women and men and suffering this invisible grief. So welcome to the show. Thank you so much for, you know, having the courage. Most of us do really have a lot of things that we might be suffering from, but we don't want to bring it forward because we're afraid we might get emotional or we might just fall apart, you know? And so we create that barrier around us. So how long was it before you could actually talk about it and start ministering to others?
You know what's really funny, Rose? My life is not my own, and I've known that for a long time. Nicholas would have turned 6 this year, and he was our last loss. I mean, he was stillborn. But I was very public through the whole process because I'm a worship leader. So when you lead worship in large churches and you go to church and you lead a huge Christmas service and you obviously are very pregnant with child. I mean, yes. I played Elizabeth in the skit that morning. Hello. So, you know, it's you can't not talk about it because I just said a double negative. But you have to be public about it because people will come up to you and be like, well, where's your, oh, did you have your baby? Oh, where's your baby? I mean, because I looked full term at 6 months and, you know, it's like to have to explain that and all the churches, because I would do interim leading too. So really walking the journey was quite public for us.
The whole church probably grieved with you.
You know what they did? We had a blizzard the day that we had Nicholas's funeral. And we were so humbly blessed and touched at the numbers of people that came. And the beautiful thing is God spoke to Dave. Dave is my husband. He spoke to Dave and I and really encouraged us to do what's called a wave of light, where you light candles for the babies that you've lost. And so we did a wave of light ceremony at Nicholas's funeral for people that had had pregnancy and infant loss. And the beautiful thing, and this was the blessing of when we open our hands up to what God can do through our valleys and our dark places, if we're just willing to hand it over and surrender it to Him, no matter what that looks like, and be courageous in doing it, it's amazing what He does, you know, because we don't get the answer to why, but we can rejoice in the result, okay? And so the numbers of people, there were so many candles on the altar that day. People I had no idea had walked that journey. I had people come to me and say, Becky, thank you. We never got to mourn our losses, and we got to do it today. So here we have this beautiful place of community within the body of Christ, and we shed tears, and we're real before the Lord, and we also get to rejoice because we know that this is not the end, and we know that there is hope because of Jesus Christ, and we rejoice because there is a place in heaven for these beautiful babies in the arms of a perfect and loving God. And, you know, I just am so grateful for the person of God and who He reveals Himself to be in those dark places. And we just look toward Him in all things. That is richest fare right there.
Amen. I can just feel the words ministering to someone that's suffering, and I haven't even had, you know, that suffering, but I am so empathetic, and I think, you know, my mom had 2 miscarriages, and she never stopped. She kept teaching. She never stopped a moment. It was in those days, it wasn't recognized as a loss. You just, you know, you didn't do what they do better nowadays. And but then it brings up the other question about those women who have had abortions and then regret it. they regret it so much. And, you know, too bad they didn't listen to this kind of show and realize that God is a God of forgiveness, but you have a loss.
Yes.
You have a loss, even though you might have chosen that loss. It comes back, and you're just overwhelmed. And I have friends that are my age, and I still see the scars of their choices to have an abortion. It's a loss.
Yes, and you know, I've spoken with quite a few women in this particular loss. It's been beautiful the way that God has used this project in so many different ways that we never imagined, like infertility and even with the post-abortive woman. There's a beautiful project at Music for the Soul for that woman and man, because there's daddies.
Yes.
We can't forget our daddies.
Yes.
And it's called Mercy Great Enough.
Amen.
And, you know, the thing about our God is, you know, Jesus died for all sin, or he died for no sin.
Yes.
And so, you know, often we need to be really mindful in the church to be tender on this topic. Yes, we have to stand for truth. Absolutely. We also have to have a tenderness about it, because
That's
you don't
right.
know if the woman sitting next to you in the pew is carrying that weight. I'll tell you, you know, even with just a pregnancy loss, you know, there's three things that our enemy likes to use, and that's guilt, shame, and fear.
Yes.
And even in a miscarriage situation,
yes.
we carry those. We
that's
feel the guilt.
Right.
Okay, I shouldn't have lifted that. I should have eaten better. I should have
yes.
slept more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't have taken that drug, you know, that
yes.
kind of thing, or that medication.
Yes.
You know, the shame of, why can't I carry a baby to term?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why? And or we blame ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the fear, like, what if I never get pregnant again?
Yes.
Or what if I lose another pregnancy? I don't think
yes.
I could survive another one. And then you bring in the post-abortive woman
yeah.
who realizes, and then she feels so shamed and so guilty that she doesn't, she feels like she doesn't have a right to grieve.
Right.
And she does. Because God's grieving with her.
Yes.
And that's the beauty of his mercy and grace, that we can't get our human minds
yes.
around.
He is so much more loving. And
and he wants you to grieve, because that's where he's going to meet you.
Yes.
And that's, isn't that what all that, of life, him revealing himself to us?
Yes.
No matter what it is we walk through.
Yes.
It's about God's revealing himself to us.
Yes. And he is revealing himself to you today. He's revealing himself to me. I praise God for this project, Before We Said Hello. It has so many analogous meanings too. It means before I've said hello to God. It just has layers of significant meaning that can help everyone in their walk to be closer and to understand God's love, his unconditional love for each one of us.
Yes.
We've come to the end of our show, and I just hope that our listeners that are as blessed as I have been, please go to the website, BeckyNordquist.com or musicforthesoul.org. There's many projects there that will speak to the hurts. I mean, we're broken in this world, and God loves us. Well, I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.